Then the priests and the officials and the prophets said, "This man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears." Just occurred to me, actually, just a moment ago, what a wonderful sermon text for our call service. You know, the going out of the innocent preacher into the city of sin. And they, of course, it's to be expected, consumed by alligators, as they are called. Oh, nuts, you know. It just doesn't happen to be call day. It's Lent. So where is this innocent preacher? This man who deserves the sentence of death because he had the temerity to prophesy against us. Well, I'm going to do what I had steadfastly promised myself I would not. And that's use Mel Gibson's Passion as a sermon illustration. How can you not? You know this point in the movie where Christ is dragging this ponderous cross up the hill, forced to his knees and unto his face repeatedly? And then a semi-righteous Roman centurion says, "Get this man help." And there's this man, Simon of Cyrene, we are told. He doesn't want that cross. Remember what he said? "I want you all to know I'm an innocent man, and you want me to carry the cross of that condemned one?" Precisely. It was evident to me later, when everything was at the top of the hill, that Simon, who didn't want close at all at that point, didn't want to leave. I think he knew that he hadn't helped Jesus at all. Had Jesus not gone there, he would not have. That's for sure. This man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city. You know, when we read this, we have this reaction. I do. This was just wrong. Jeremiah, he didn't deserve this, because he was the good guy. We know that. And we know that when we read the gospel stories. Jesus, good guy. He didn't deserve that. Yes, he did. Because when he took flesh from that woman, he took my flesh. And that means he was bound to my sin and he was destined to my death. deserved it. Because he was the sinner. And in some sort of strange doxology, we can look at him and say, this man deserves to die. Because he has spoken judgment upon me. Isn't it true? He has spoken judgment upon me. If I don't take your place, you're deader than a doornail. If I do take your place, I'm deader. That's Lent. This strange exchange of sin for sin, so there can be the exchange of life for life. Let's not rush too quickly to any Easter celebrations that efface the cross of Jesus. If we do, we will lose it. Take up your cross daily and follow me, he said. For as he also said in the movie, and I think I read it someplace in the New Testament too, behold, I make all things new.